Hello everyone, this is Dr. Jono. I made this podcast for parents when they can't come into my office to see me. Maybe you're on vacation, you need immediate help. Maybe you're at home, you need some advice right away. This is aimed for kids in middle school and or high school. Maybe you got kids of different ages. Today we're going to be talking about teen bullying, and what that looks like, and how we can prevent that one step at a time. We're also going to be taking a look at some teen relationships, and what are some signs of some healthy relationships, and ways we can avoid our kids having unhealthy relationships. So first, let's take a look at bullying. I have a confession to make. When I used to be in high school, I'm a former bully, and what these bullies really want is just acceptance. They're searching for just friends, be accepted, to be cool in front of people. And they put fear into these kids' lives, maybe because just they're bigger, maybe these other kids they're working with are smaller, they just like put fear in their life. What we need to let our kids know is when they're getting bullied, they need to come to help. They need to seek your help from a parent, a teacher, a principal, even another peer. Because some bullies put fear in their lives saying, if you tell anybody, I'm going to beat you up, take your milk money, etc. Some of these kids feel as if they're snitching if they tell on these bullies. We need to let them know that that is not the case. That if the longer they keep this in, that's very unhealthy, and that's not the way it works. And once they do come to one of us as a professional, we need to sit down with the bullier, the kids, maybe sit down with the parents, have a parent meeting, and not yell at the bully, not threaten to get him in trouble, because that's just going to have him retaliate and get him more angry. But we need to let him know that this is not okay, this is not the way things work, and if they continue to do these acts, that there will be a punishment down the line. We need to also tell our kids that they need to stick up for themselves, and it's okay to say no, and to maybe travel with a buddy. After school, walking home from school, walking home with a buddy, or maybe you can pick your kid up from school, or have one of your friends pick your student up from a school if they're getting bullied after school. And we need to let our kids know that they're not alone in this, that there's other kids being bullied, and that they can get away from this problem. Now, transferring over to the other issue I want to look at is teen relationships. Some ways to prevent unhealthy relationships, especially in high school, you know, hormones running, puberty starting to really hit in, people want to explore their body sexually, and either sexual intercourses, or, you know, just, you know, maybe getting bored of making out, they want to take to the next level. We need to let kids know straight up, before they even get relationships, or if they're already in relationships now, it's never too late to start, to let them know some of the big issues there is from if they go too far sexually. You need to let them know of STDs, pregnancies, maybe show them the show MTV Pregnant 16 and how that can really impact someone's life and totally change their life. Some tips I'd like to talk about is never let your children home alone with their boyfriend or girlfriend. This is just, even if they're good kids, which I'm sure they are, it's temptation for them, and you just don't want to put them in that situation. We also need to explain to our kids that they don't want to be put themselves in a situation for them to mess up so that it doesn't even get that far. For example, hang out in their car when it's dark out. They should set boundaries with relationship, how far they are going to go. They're not going to go farther than that. And to keep themselves accountable, they can put themselves in accountability groups. And also, they can be honest with us if they ever mess up. The main thing we need to get across to our kids is how important it is to be pure. And they don't need to be the cool thing or do things with a boyfriend or girlfriend that other people are saying are cool or it's awesome. Because in the long run, most likely they're not going to get married, and the closer they get physically with their boyfriend or girlfriend, the breakup at the end is just going to make it so much harder, and it's just not going to be worth it for them. And they also need to continue to hang out with friends. As kids like to say, some of their friends are whipped or hang out with their girlfriends or boyfriends too much. And that's not okay, because that's not how you lose friends. That's how you lose close relationships that you've been building for years. And once you do hit that breakup or a break or rough spot relationship, you also need a group of friends to fall back on. So I think I hit on a few good points today about teen relationships and teen bullying. And the main key I just want to get across is that we need to be involved. We just can't just hope it doesn't look like, we can't just hope it's just not going to happen. We need to get involved, talk to our kids, say we've been there before, we've been in their shoes, and give them a way out, give them hope, show them that you care. Because in reality, a kid's life isn't easy growing up, and they need adults in our lives like us to help them through it. Thank you for taking your time to listen. Dr. Jono is out.